AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The White House is celebrating today's jobs report. Vice President Kamala Harris.
Today's numbers reflect the point that President Biden has made many times. America's economy is strong and experiencing stable and steady growth.
The Vice President addressing the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in Washington, D.C. Our Jennifer King reports on the numbers.
The Labor Department reports that the U.S. added 187,000 jobs in July, fewer than economists had expected, but still a solid gain. Healthcare accounted for 63,000 of those jobs. The unemployment rate dipped down to 3.5%, and hourly wages rose 0.4% last month.
The stock market had lifted on the news, but now the Dow and S&P 500 are down in negative territory. Police in Anaheim, California say they took a judge into custody last night for the shooting death of his wife. 72-year-old Orange County Superior Court Judge Jeffrey Ferguson has been arrested for her death. The College Board's calling on schools in Florida to scrap advanced placement courses in psychology. That's after conservative state officials told the board to remove any content in psychology related to sexual orientation or gender identity. Some shuffling in college sports. Our Gethin Coolbaugh reports two major Pac-12 programs are on the brink of joining another conference.
The Big Ten has cleared the way for Oregon and Washington to apply for membership and join the conference. Four people familiar with the negotiations told the Associated Press the Ducks and Huskies from the Pac-12 still must officially apply for membership.
Longtime actor Mark Margolies, who played a former drug kingpin in Breaking Bad, has died. He was 83 years old. This is AP News. The head of a New York publishing company has been identified as the American killed off the Amalfi Coast in Italy after a boat crash. Her company, Bloomsbury Publishing, says 45-year-old Adrienne Vaughn died vacationing with her family.
Italian news reports say an American woman has been killed off the Amalfi Coast in Italy after the motorboat she and her family were traveling on collided with a tourist sailboat. According to the media, the skipper of the hired motorboat slammed into the sailboat, which was carrying dozens of American and German tourists. The reports say the impact of the crash knocked the woman into the water, where she was struck by the motorboat's propeller. Italian media adds her husband was hospitalized with a shoulder and jaw injury, while the couple's two children were uninjured. The dead woman has been identified as the head of an American publishing company based in New York. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Jackie Quinn. AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.